Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. And speaking of real, we got some real things cooking in college football. Could Colorado make the college playoff? I don't know. We'll see about that. Indiana wins 10 straight. They're 10-0. Big time game against the Ohio State coming up. Old Miss gives Georgia the big time dagger. Are you kidding me? College football is in a frenzy. Arizona State wins. It was a pretty cool game. I know my partner Mike Wilson was at the game, so I'm stoked. I'm excited. I am jacked up to talk about sports this morning, Mike Wilson. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Pardon me. I am very good. I am awake, which is good considering I got home kind of late last night. But, hey, Miami lost. The Canes lost. Texas put the hurt down. And Utah got robbed. That's all I'm going to say. And we can talk about it later.
All right. Sounds good, brother. We're ready to rock and roll, if you can't tell, people. On the other side, we'll hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll get that hockey talk in. And then we'll break down what's going on in the rest of the sports world. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, gone!
with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. We are now going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. When it's applicable, we talk Major League Baseball, and when it's applicable, we talk NHL hockey. Well, it's NHL hockey season, baby, and it's time to talk about that. But I do have one question for you, John, about baseball before we talk NHL hockey. And by the way, good morning. What do you know about this Japanese sensation, the right-handed pitcher that will be coming to the Major League Baseball League?
Well, he's a little bit younger than the average Japanese guy that we see. I think he's only 23 years old, so he does not have a lot of experience in the, I think it's called the NPB, which is the highest level of baseball in Japan. And my understanding is that the quality of that league is about halfway between AAA and the majors. So, you know, consider him a quadruple A player from a quadruple A league, I guess, if we want to look at it. But I was looking at his numbers this morning, and he has, in the last four seasons in that league, he has a 2.02 ERA with an 11.4 strikeouts per nine innings and only two walks per nine innings and a six hits per nine innings. So it sounds to me like this guy's pretty good. Whether he can adapt to the majors is another question, because it's a big step for a kid that age.
Good stuff, John. And by the way, I don't want to butcher the name. Is it Roki Sasaki?
That is my understanding, Andy, but like you, my Japanese is not my first language.
Yeah, I don't want to butcher the name or anything. But so, you know, we'll have our opportunity to check him out here in the future. And speaking of the future, early on in the NHL season, obviously. But with that being said, we've talked about certain trends that are happening. We've talked about certain surprises. Just out of curiosity, I guess my first question for you today about this is looking at some of what the teams did in the off season, what are the early returns from what you've seen?
Good question. And I guess I'd almost have to look at the overall results of where they are as opposed to what the teams did specifically. Minnesota's a team that's kind of impressed me. Mike brought this up last week, and we didn't get much of a chance to talk about it. But Minnesota is 10-2-2, and they're 7-1-1 on the road, which I think is the best record in the National Hockey League on the road, even better than the Winnipeg Jets. And we've talked about the Jets a couple of times on this program. You'd have to think that whatever they did in the summer, some fine-tuning, was probably a good move. Calgary has been a bit of a surprise, too, because I really thought Calgary was going into a deep rebuild when they made those deals at the deadline last year, a couple of trades over the summer, a little bit of restructuring, but all of a sudden, you know, they're sitting there fourth in that Pacific Division behind the Kings, Vegas, and Vancouver. So they're ahead of Edmonton. That may not stay that way for very long, but you know, Calgary, after I think they've played 15 games, that's a surprise to me. So you have to think that they've done a good job. The rest of the teams that are at the top, they're pretty much the teams that we expected to be there at this point. So I think it's probably a little early to take a look at, you know, the success signings over the summer. Some of these guys may come through later in the season, but right now, I'm kind, with one or two exceptions, I'm kind of seeing what I expected to see.
Good morning, John. I got a couple of questions. I'm going to be kind of like Andy in terms of a baseball question, kind of lead off. Just overall, the first question is, overall, what'd you think of how the Dodgers won the World Series? And what do you think, and I know I asked you something similar last week in terms of Juan Soto, but if Soto goes to the Dodgers, is that good for the league? Because L.A. will have, like, a super team in terms of that, you know, just in terms of just on-paper talent. And then my second question is, in the NHL, Winnipeg, the Jets, are 14-1. What is leading? I mean, obviously, talent, that kind of stuff is leading there, but is there anything specific that you see with Winnipeg that's just got them out to this fantastic start?
Well, looking at the baseball situation first, personally, I think it's bad for baseball if a player the caliber of Soto signs with the World Series champions, who are already pretty strong everywhere. I'm guessing that the motive behind the Dodgers getting him is twofold. Number one, it keeps him away from their rivals, so therefore prevents any of their rivals from improving, specifically the Braves, I guess, at this point, is the team that they would be looking at in terms of their closest competitor. But I think the other thing that it probably does is that he would slot in right field. That would then allow them to move Mookie Betts back to the infield and become their everyday second baseman, perhaps their everyday shortstop, depending on where they decide to play Tommy Edman next year. So my guess is that if the Dodgers were to look at him, it would be primarily to free Mookie Betts up to move back to the infield, which is his strength.
And then, you know, my second question is about the Jets and just their fantastic start. Is there something specific that is getting them to this point, or is it just, I mean, is it basically just talent, paper, coaching, the usual kind of stuff?
Well, in a lot of respects, it's the usual kind of stuff. I mean, it's very clearly talent when you can go 14-1 after 15 games. That's a pretty decent sample size. It's almost 20% of the season. And they're playing in a pretty tough division. They are benefiting from the fact that the Colorado Avalanche, who in my opinion, you hear me say this many times, it's not like a broken record, but I still think the Avalanche are the best team in that division. Dallas is no slouch. So I think the fact that Winnipeg is in first place with 28 points, a six-point lead over Minnesota as we speak, that to me tells me how good the Winnipeg Jets are. They have great goaltending in Hellebuyck. That's always a big piece of winning in hockey, as much as starting pitching and good quarterbacking is in Major League Baseball and football. But the other thing that I touched on briefly last week when we talked about this, one of the things I look at is how effective a team is when they're in special teams. And special teams being when you're on the power play or your opposition is on the power play. In other words, not the five-on-five stuff. And if you look at the Winnipeg Jets, power play opportunities, 18 goals in 43 attempts, that's a 41.86%. And penalty killing, they've only given up 6 goals in 34 shorthanded sequences, so that's 82. generally the rule is your power play is successful 20% of the time. It's a good power play. So they've doubled that stance at 42%. And conversely, 80% on your penalty killing, and they're at 82. So you add those two numbers together, anything over 100, it means you're having a pretty good season. The Jets are at 124.2. So I look at it that they're performing 25% better than the norm on special teams. That is coaching, that is talent, that is opportunity, but it also produces results.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey at this moment. And, you know, I'm noticing something in the standings, at least in the Atlantic, John. Florida's still where they're at. But now the Maple Leafs up there and the Tampa Bay Lightning have slipped a little bit. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are about that. Plus, I'm also looking over at, you know, my division where my Las Vegas Knights are in second now behind the LA Kings. And I just got to get your thoughts on the LA Kings and how they've reemerged.
Well, the Kings have sort of come out, I shouldn't say come out of nowhere, but they've come out of the middle of the pack and they've caught up with Vegas. And, you know, we talked about home records with Dallas and Winnipeg. And, you know, Vegas is 8-0 at home as well. So they're no slouch when they're playing at home. I think one of the keys you have to look at there is that the Kings are only a point ahead, 21-20, but they played two more games, 16-14. So Vegas could very easily go back into first place if they won those two games in hand. I mean, you got to win them, so they have to win them to get back into first place. But they will have the opportunity. I think Los Angeles is just one of those teams that we don't think of as being a top flight team, but they seem to be there. And their best defenseman Drew Doughty's been hurt, so that tells me that they're playing even better than we would have expected. So that would sort of be my take on that division. Looking at the Atlantic division, Leafs have had three home games this week against three traditional rivals, the Bruins, the Red Wings, the Canadiens. The Bruins was a must-win game because they were pretty much tied in points, so that was a statement. Detroit and Montreal were games I expected the Leafs to win because those two teams are at the bottom of that division. I would have been very disappointed if the Leafs would have come out of those two games with anything less than 4 points. So I think the schedule has been helping the Leafs, and all of a sudden the power play has come alive. The power play was pretty ugly for a while. Now it's 11 for 53. I think it's 5 for 11 in the last three games. So all of a sudden they're over that 20% mark at 20.75. So that's kind of clicking for them, and they're getting some consistency from their goaltending, and that's a big piece of the game, as we've always talked about.
And you know I'm going to keep my eye on the Utah Hockey Club. They're hanging around, so we got to give them credit, right?
You do. They're starting to leak goals a little bit. They're minus 10 in the goal difference, 41 and 51. That's not good news, but they're doing a heck of a lot better than they were when they were in Arizona. Maybe some fans in the stands has helped that.
Could be the case. John, as always, appreciate you. Have a good week next week. I know we won't catch you next week, but we'll catch up the following week. Have a good week.
Sounds good. Take care, guys. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey like nobody's business, baby. That's why we have them for you people. We got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll wrap about some college football on the other side. Mike Wilson, keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All righty, to the people, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, people, if you want to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, by the way, Mike, haven't mentioned this yet. There is a football game being played, NFL style. Giants playing the Carolina Panthers. Carolina winning right now, 10-7. Giants just got on the board in the second half. We will keep you posted on what's going on there. But I do want to talk some college football with you, brother. What a day, right? Like, seriously, man, what a day. Well, first of all, let's talk a little bit about what you saw here in Phoenix, Arizona, actually Tempe, Arizona, Sun Devil Stadium, where they won without Scataboo, man. That was impressive. And to be honest with you, brother, you know, I was watching the game and I'm like, there's something missing. There's something missing. There's something missing. And I knew that no Scataboo out there. And that offense definitely, I mean, it's not like they didn't put up points, right? But it wasn't the way that we've seen them do it throughout the season. They're now 7-2. Got to give them all kinds of credit. But got to give UCF some credit, too. They came in here, and I'll tell you what, man. I'm watching that first half, and I'm like, okay, they're going to go down. They're going into the half. They're going to be down. But then they weren't down, and That kind of spiraled into the second half a little bit and kept the momentum going for ASU, but it was a back-and-forth game. So give me the atmosphere that you were in. It looked like it was a pretty fun atmosphere there at ASU. So talk a little bit about what you saw. Mike, are you there? Talk about what you saw.
Yeah, man. I'm here. Yeah, just pardon my voice. It's a little scratchy this morning. The atmosphere was fun. The crowd was live. They were, I think, a little bit everybody, a lot of people that keep track of ASU football and our alumni and fans, they were probably, I'm sure there's probably some nervousness knowing Cam Scataboo would not be playing because he's such a huge part of that offense. And so, you know, going into the game, you know, look, UCF wasn't afraid. They weren't scared. And they came in and took the early lead. And there was a point, Andy, where I'm sitting here going, boy, ASU could get trucked, this game. And there was there's a lot on the line for both teams. I mean, look, UCF comes in, I believe they were 4-4 or 4-5 or something like that.
So
they're trying to get back to level.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're trying to get back to level. ASU, that by anybody's, you know, analysis, they're playing above their pay grade. A lot of people said 6 wins was going to be the max that they're going to get. Well, they were playing to get to that seventh win. They did. But at the same time, they were doing it without Scataboo, and the running back that they had in there did a pretty damn good job to kind of keep the offense a little more balanced. Because a lot of times, you know, Cam Scataboo, ladies and gentlemen, is one of those talents that comes along in college football that you don't anticipate. You look at him, he looks like a football player, but he's not a big guy in terms of height. Now he's kind of built like a 4x4 truck. But he adds so much confidence to the offensive line, to the quarterback, Sam Levitt, to the receivers, because they know they can count on Scat to do what he does. And that means he's going to run all over the place. They didn't have that last night. Sam Levitt, the quarterback last night, showed the promise that 3 more years with head coach Kenny Dillingham gonna provide, because last night Levitt, now he didn't throw for a ton of yards or anything like that, but he made some plays. He got the ball to guys when he needed to. And in the post game, Andy, I'm not sure if you've seen video of this, but he's, head coach, Coach Dillingham is telling the Phoenix media, Sam Levitt should be getting all these NIL deals. He goes, these companies around the valley for the flagship school in the state, takes a little shot at U of A there, says, look, they should be throwing condos at him, cars, all restaurants. They should just be happy that they have a guy for the next three years or so that's going to be really good. And Dillingham even called Levitt, he's an NFL prospect right now. And I'm telling you, the bond between Levitt and Dillingham, Andy, is there. They like being around each other. Dillingham described Levitt, he's done this numerous times, he's described him, he's a dog. He's in there in the film room until 10, 11 o'clock at night. Him and I are going over and texting about different schemes, different things that he sees on film. So the trust level with Levitt and the coaching staff, especially Kenny Dillingham, is there. And, when they got that victory, who would have thought? ASU is 7-2. They're going to need a little bit of help, but there is a chance they could end up, who knows, in the Big 12 championship game at AT&T Stadium in Dallas in a few weeks. So there's a lot of positivity coming out of Tempe that you and I haven't seen in a long, long time. So Sam Levitt and Kenny Dillingham, I'm telling you, that is a match made in heaven. The Sun Devils have their coach. They found a guy. Andy, you need to come to a game and you need to come into the post-game press conference and you'll sit there and you'll listen to Dillingham and you'll be like, I'm ready to run through a wall for that guy. He's a local guy. Okay. He didn't play college football, but he understands it. He was taught by some of the best, And he was even taught by UCF's coach early in his career, Gus Malzahn. That's a great person to learn from. Like, he is all in, and he's going to do whatever it takes to get this program to where he wants it. And last night, Andy, was a huge recruiting night for them. There were so many recruits on the sideline before the game, in the stands. They even came into the post-game press conference, Andy, and said, hey, you know, Dillingham has to go. He's going out with the recruits for some dinner, then they're going to Top Golf. So he was only giving the media about 10 to 12 minutes of a press conference, and then he was out doing recruiting. Everybody in the Valley, Andy, should be kissing this guy's feet right now and supporting this program, because he has it on the come up right now. And yeah, the players that come in, now I'm telling you right now, the players that come in for the post game, they talked about it again last night. They were talking about other guys on the team that were like holding people accountable. Hey, you weren't here. You did this. You need to be doing this. There's a connectivity with this team, Andy, that doesn't come along a lot. And when you see it and experience it, it's something special. So everybody, forks up in the Valley, I'm telling you right now.
Do they crack the top 25, Mike Wilson, this week finally? What the heck? Anyway.
They should be able to.
Yeah, let's take a quick pause for the cause, and then we'll come back and we'll continue talking about college football, because there's a lot to dive into. Georgia goes down. Indiana's 10-0.
And yep.
All kinds
Miami
of stuff
goes down.
Get in here. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Welcome back in to the people. It is Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, Carolina Panthers on top, 17-7.
Yeah.
Chuba runs one in, which is good for me, Mike. I have Chuba on my fantasy team. So, I like what I see there. However, I'm gonna give you what I took on this game, and it wasn't that I took the Carolina Panthers. I actually took the Giants in my pick'ems. So, not looking great on that side of it. However, Chuba has me almost 24 points already, and I'm feeling pretty good. And then I just saw that Christian McCaffrey is in. I also have Christian McCaffrey on that team, and making me feel a little bit better about maybe what's to come for me the rest of the way through the season. But anyways, let's get back to college football, which was where we were at. I have a question for you, my friend. That loss for Georgia, what does that really mean? Because now they have two losses. Miami loses, right, to an unranked team. Texas wins, they beat an unranked team. Penn State wins, they beat an unranked team. You kind of get what I'm saying. Indiana wins,
right.
They beat Michigan. BYU hangs on to beat Utah, which you said Utah got jobbed. Notre Dame wins, Alabama beats LSU. I think that's a significant win. But I want your thoughts and your opinions about what does that mean for Georgia losing, and what is this top 12 looking like right now?
Let's just throw darts at dartboards right now in terms of what the top 12 kind of looks like. I think, you know, when you talk about Georgia can't lose any more games. Like, they just can't. You know, they're having two losses, which to Georgia fans, it probably feels like they're in last place, right? With all the success they've had the past 4, 5, 6 years in Athens, they can't lose anymore. And you know, for them to get to the playoff, it almost seems like they're going to have to kind of win or get to the SEC championship game at the minimum. But they can't lose because as much as people want to say, they throw in a three loss, you know, a three loss SEC team. I don't think they would. There's too many other teams out here, Andy, that are having quality years. And I don't think, and even though the Georgia Bulldogs are kind of like they're a blue blood in terms of college football, you can't take away from the season that an Indiana's having, or even I think this is a great story. The two greatest stories to me right now, as I kind of squirrel along here, Indiana and Army. Those are two great college football stories. You know, Army's 9-0, Indiana's undefeated. You're going to have, in what does it mean for Colorado? Colorado goes into Lubbock, and you know they're getting they're getting burrito wrappings thrown on them at the game, and they still pull out. You know, they still pull out the game down there. So yeah. Colorado's playing great football right now. So there's a lot of tumultuous things that can happen. I think Ole Miss, you know, they're ranked 16. You know, that was a great win for them. They'll probably get into that top 11-12 ranking as it is. I think it's a bigger loss for Miami, losing to an unranked team on the road in Georgia Tech. So there's still a lot of football. I mean, there's 3 weeks, 4 weeks of college football left. but there's a lot that can happen, a lot of maneuvering. But there are teams like you've mentioned that are they're playing good football. But when you talk about Georgia can't lose anymore. They just can't. And wouldn't that be something? Georgia not having Georgia in the college football playoff. Like what do you think it means for Georgia long term? Like for this season being long term.
Look, like you said, I don't think they can afford another loss. I'm not so sure Miami can afford another loss because based on who they lost to. I think it opens things up quite a bit. I would say that Indiana is in, even if they lose to Ohio State. I would say BYU is in, even if they lose. I would have to say I think that Boise State is going to wind up getting in unless they lose as well. They had a tough one. They hung on 28-21 in that game against Nevada. But I think you could take teams like Iowa State out after they lose to Kansas this weekend. I think that you have a good point about Colorado. With them winning, their stock keeps going up. And I do see a route where they get to the Big 12 championship and they are team that gets to the college playoff. Yeah, like there's a lot of scenarios still left out on the table. You know, I think your thought on Army is an interesting one because, like, if Army goes undefeated and, you know, it's between them and potentially a three-loss, like, Georgia team, I don't know how you keep the undefeated team out, right? And I know that the strength, the schedule means something, but what do losses mean then, right? Like, so, you know, we've had this predicament in the past where we were like, oh, this team should have got in, but the other team got in, and they talk about the strength of schedule. But I don't know if you can use that argument anymore when you're talking about 12 teams and you're talking about potentially a three-loss team, right, versus, you know, a team that has no losses. So ultimately, man, I think what we got once again, actually, and it's a beautiful thing, we got chaos, but we've got chaos amongst 12 teams, not four teams. So I think what we've done is we've made the pool bigger and we've made the arguments stronger for more teams, right? Like at the end of the day, I think that that's ultimately what we wanted to get from this situation. And we've got it, Mike. It's chaos. Right. It's teams like Alabama and Georgia not playing the way that we're accustomed to them playing and basically having no losses all season long, right? But at the end of the day, this isn't that year. And we've got the Boise States of the world who are playing out of their mind. And we have the Armies of the world who are also looking extremely good right now. So with this new format, here's my question for you. With this new format, does this make us open our eyes to the potential of having a lot of other teams that we don't know as much about, right? Like we hear about all those SEC schools, but how often do we hear about Boise State and how often do we hear about Army? So to me, that's what it's done. It's made it so that we have a lot more to discuss about 12 teams versus 4-6 teams, right?
Right. And the one thing that I will say that, you know, I mean, I was proponent of opening this thing up in terms of, you know, the playoff and 12 teams or 8 teams, you know, whatever it was, because I thought 4 was a little bit too restrictive, and you kind of had the same 4 teams in every year for the most part. You know, you'd have an outlier every once in a while, but you know, you'd have the same 4 teams. Now we're getting into talk, Andy. You know, and this is just you and me. Today and the previous weeks and moving forward, we're talking about this like we talk about the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
Yeah.
You know, who gets in, what region does that team deserve to be in? They've had this many losses. They had these road wins. It's the same kind of conversation, and I freaking love it because you and I both like chaos. We both like the Cinderella stories. We like all that stuff, and now we have it in college football. And, you know, football in this country, we all know, rules the roost. It is the sport. So moving forward, I think, you know, once the NCAA gets a taste of this and what it looks like and, you know, just the tons of money they're going to generate from the playoff, they're going to be looking at probably trying to expand this to maybe 16 teams at some point in the future. But I like the direction of this. I like that you and I can sit here and we can talk about multiple teams, different teams that we haven't seen in postseason play, be able to participate in that postseason play. Because I think, you know, you throw a Boise State in there. Boise State is a team that, you know, I'm from that region of the country. You don't want to play them. Like, they're the three-star athletes, or maybe even a couple of four-star athletes that didn't get the look from the big schools. And they have always played with that chip on their shoulder, and they'll come to play and they'll ruin your season if you're not careful. So I like the story of Boise State, especially Ashton Genty. I still think he's the Heisman winner for me, with the video game numbers he put up. I think he had over 200 yards again last night. College football is alive and well. There are probably a few things in terms of the portal and NIL that I would probably switch around or try and regulate a little bit more. But college football is in a fairly healthy situation when we are talking about the college football playoffs.
Genty, 34 carries, 209 yards, 3 touchdowns, by the way. So my final question for you on this college football discussion is this. Out of all these 12 teams, who do you find, well, again, we don't know who they are, but in your humble right. opinion, who are some dangerous teams that you just don't want to maybe potentially see? And I'm going to guess that Boise State would be one of them.
Boise State would be one of them. Indiana, I wouldn't want any piece of Indiana. I love their coach. I like that he talks crap a little bit. You know, he's on the field during a pep rally going, Purdue sucks. So does Michigan. So does Ohio State. Like, he brings it, and he can back it up. You know, Boise State would be one. Colorado, I wouldn't want any piece of Colorado right now because they are playing tough. Shedeur Sanders is playing kind of lights out. Travis Hunter, he's in that Heisman discussion. Colorado would be a team I wouldn't want any part of. And this is going to sound like I'm talking about, you know, some old, kind of the same old, Alabama. Alabama's playing well. I don't think I'd want a piece of Alabama right now.
All right, sounds good, brother. We got to take that pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour and... We know what hour two is all about, baby. It's all about the NFL, which is going on right now. Carolina on top of the Giants, 17-7. But the Giants are trying to make a move right now. We'll be back in just a few to talk about the rest of the sports world. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. Moment together, and we will start today.
responsibly.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Mike, we have not, I can't believe it, we haven't talked about any NBA hoops. We don't have a lot of time to do it, but things are bad in Milwaukee, my friend. It's not looking good. I'm really disappointed to see the lack of effort, the lack of competition, competing within themselves. And, you know, Giannis has been vocal a little bit. I know that they had a closed-door meeting a couple days ago between him, Darvin Ham, Doc Rivers. Dame was in the meeting, maybe a couple other players of significance. And I don't know how they're going to turn this around. There's a lot of talk about trades and this and that and the other, but I don't know if people are paying attention because you can't just trade guys these days. It has to match right up, and things have to make sense. But ultimately, my friend, I don't like what I'm seeing. I've got serious concerns about the season. I've got serious concerns about the future and the direction. When you look at all of the draft picks and all of the trades that they've made, and this Dame trade, whether I want to admit it or not, something has really, really gone bad. And I don't blame Dame, but I do blame the fact that there's no continuity and they look like a team, like literally with its heads like a deer in headlights. Like it's just the truth. And I say fear the deer, but ultimately, man, this is not the team I saw in 2021, my friend. Nothing like that team.
No. Yeah, it's nothing like that team. And I even saw a video of Giannis during a post game. He's telling another Buck player, hey, if you don't want to be here, don't be here. You know,
I don't know exactly who that was directed at. I don't think anybody knows exactly who that was directed at. So I'm not so sure on that one. We got to take a break, man. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Sports. Sports Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. Ja'Marr Chase had an explosive Thursday night football game with 264 yards and 3 touchdowns. Joe Burrow also threw for 428 yards and 4 touchdowns, but still could not get it done against the Ravens. Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens had an up-and-down game offensively because of how good the Bengals defense was playing, but the Ravens eventually soared to a win. Now flying high, the Ravens have swept the season series versus the Bengals. Kicking off Week 10, that final score, 35-34. Sunday NFL action Week 10 kicks us off bright and early in Germany with the Panthers going against the Giants. The Bears host the Patriots and hope to claw their way to a win. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers looking to steal a win from the San Francisco 49ers. Chiefs will look to remain undefeated as they host the Broncos. The Bills will face off against the Colts in Indianapolis. The Washington Commanders will look to command their stadium and get a win at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Jacksonville Jaguars will host the Minnesota Vikings. The Saints are in desperate need for a win and fired head coach Dennis Allen earlier this week. They face off against the Falcons. The Chargers face off against the Titans and look to charge all the way to a win. The Cardinals will face off against the Jets. Cowboys looking to lasso a win against the Eagles in a big NFC East matchup. And we end Sunday night with Texans versus the Lions. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I am Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Can't wait for Black Friday? Same. Luckily, Kohl's savings start early. Shop Friday through Sunday and score so many deals. At the top of my list, Amazon Kids tablets for $49.99, 40% off Cozy Fleece, a Shark vacuum for $149.99, and with an extra 15% off, men's flannels are under $17. Plus, you'll earn $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 8th through 10th. Coupons do not apply to Amazon and Shark. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. 9 weeks in the books with 9 to go in the NFL regular season, and our Play of the Week record stands at 6-2-1. Last week, we suffered our second loss of the season as the Colts made a ton of mistakes, and yet we're within a field goal of covering versus the Vikings. Oh well, we're 1-1-1 back in Indianapolis this season. We're coming back with an AFC South team as our Play of the Week, one we've picked against a couple of times this season, and that's the Houston Texans as they host the Detroit Lions as we again choose the Sunday night NBC game. That's not by design. Congrats to the Lions this season. They're 7-1, and along with Kansas City, not Baltimore, are one of the two best teams in the NFL. And for ha-has, if you started betting the Lions once head coach Dan Campbell took the reins in Detroit, you've been rewarded nicely as he is 44-18 against the spread since his arrival. The Lions are coming off big rival Green Bay in a 10-point win at Lambeau Field this past Sunday, their first win outside this season. They were, however, outstatted in that contest, with the Packers outgaining the Lions 411 to 261 yards, although Green Bay played from behind for much of the game. Still, consider this. The Lions are on a 6-game win streak, and over that span, they have scored more touchdowns, 28, than they have incompletions, 24. The Texans are coming off a Thursday night loss to the Jets and have had a week and a half to stew over that. Numbers don't lie. Houston has the second best defense in the league to challenge the Lions, while the visitors from the Motor City are 21st on D. With two offenses that rank next to each other in the top 11, I see the Texans, with the extra half week of rest and prep time, pulling away from the Lions in the second half. Let's go Texans, plus 3.5. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Q.
keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialists right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. It's hour two, baby, and hour two is all about the NFL. And you know what? Right now, as we are sitting here talking to you, Carolina and the Giants are playing. It's 17-14. Carolina with the ball, 8.5 or just under to play. Chuba Hubbard has had a great game. Dude's been all over the place, just taking people out left and right. The Giants are hanging in there a little bit. They do need a big defensive stand and potentially go back and either get a tying score or maybe go up. We'll keep you posted on what happens there. But hour two, all about the NFL, baby. And it's weird. Week 10, man. Are you kidding me? Week 10 is here, Mike Wilson. And you know what? Guess who's back on the field today, baby? CMC. I've waited all year for you, my friend. I've waited. You're going to help my fantasy team. Dude, I'm excited about today's action, my friend. And you know what? My Green Bay Packers aren't even playing. So, I got to take a breath. NFL football, week 10, brother. How you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. You're like the guy that's getting married and can't wait for the wedding night right now with Christian McCaffrey. I'm just saying that's what it sounds like to me. But, hey, we can talk about that Ravens-Bengals game the other night, too. That was a fantastic game the other night.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I like Zach Taylor's decision-making. But, yeah, we'll dive into that. 35-34 was the final there. And we got to take a break, man. I got to take a breath. And when we come back, it's NFL time, baby. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win.
Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We got Mike Wilson, you got me. Wow, what a crazy play that was. I can't believe what I just saw. The catch goes in and out of the New York Giant player's hands and into the Carolina Panther guy's hands, and we now have a turnover on downs after the Carolina Panthers had a fumble by Chuba Hubbard, who got twisted up pretty good. And wow, are you watching that play right there, Mike? That was insane. What a great play by number 47 on the Carolina Panthers to just stick with that throughout the whole process. And now Carolina has the ball again. They're up 17-14. They are inside of their own 10-yard line, though, so we definitely will keep you posted on what's going on there. By the way, your mention of...
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
I will, you know, I'm kind of checking in on the game online and the whole thing with that. But I got to give a little shout out right now to the head referee, Hockley. He's made a call in German. It was a false start, and he did the call completely in German for the crowd. And he got a big ovation. So, you know, hey, Hockley is playing to the crowd. I love it when we that kind of thing happens. I just thought it was kind of neat.
Well, just showing his versatility, man. The guy might how many languages does he speak? I guess that might be the question. But all right, bro. So week 10 is here, and I just want to say this because you were talking about Christian McCaffrey and how excited I was about it. Here's the reason why I'm super duper excited about it. You know how it goes in this league with injuries. Well, my team's pretty banged up. So getting a guy that hasn't played all season long, he's got fresh legs, and they'll work him into this thing, I kind of like that for my team, for the mojo, and just moving in the right direction. Okay, so Giants-Panthers going right now. We've already talked about that. The Patriots have the Bears today in Chicago. The Bills play the Colts. The Broncos play the Chiefs. The Falcons play the Saints. The 49ers, who just got CMC back, play the Buccaneers. Steelers and the Commanders, that's a game I'm looking forward to watching, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Vikings, yeah. Jaguars. I don't think Trevor Lawrence is playing, but maybe that's a good thing. Titans playing the Chargers. Eagles playing the Cowboys. The Cowboys are all kinds of banged up. Dak is done for the season, it sounds like. He's going to go get another opinion, but I probably would just shelf it. And you know what? You start thinking about the draft. Jets play the Cardinals. That's an intriguing one, right? We got the Cardinals who are playing really, really well right now. And we got the Jets who had all kinds of hype and this and that and the other. And we'll see what happens there. Lie-downs playing the Texans. I think that maybe the game of the day.
Maybe a sneaky game.
Yeah, right. Maybe the game of the day. Obviously, they have it as the Sunday night game. And then Monday night is the Dolphins playing the Rams. The Rams have reemerged.
Rams gonna kill them,
man. The Rams have reemerged. You give Matty Stafford a couple of good wide receivers, and wow, he's a hell of a quarterback once again, right? Amazing. It's incredible, right? So give me some of your. Oh, hold on. You were talking a little bit earlier about Cincinnati and Baltimore, and I do want to dive into that real quickly with you before we get too much into the other stuff. So, I really question what Zach Taylor was doing the whole game. I'll be honest with you, Mike.
Right.
A couple of times throughout the game where he went for it, and they wound up turning it over on downs, and then what happened? Lamar and the Baltimore Ravens were able to score touchdowns every single time. And then at the end of the game – so here's the deal, bro. At the end of the game, right, where they have the option to go for two or kick the extra point, well, I hate to say this, but after what happened on Thursday night the week before, right? Like, the dude was going to be damned if he did or damned if he didn't, if you really think about it.
Right.
And truth be told, I would have stayed disciplined there. And in all honesty, I think that I probably would have gone for two as well. Because at the end of the day, dude, you had that defense on its heels. You just ran it down their throats, right? And I don't know why they took the time out, actually. I would have ran that play where Jamar Chase was in single coverage, and I would have gone to Jamar Chase. So I'm not necessarily questioning him going for two. I'm questioning the fact that they didn't go for it immediately on that play originally. They called a timeout, and then they changed the formation only to go back to the formation. I question a lot of what Zach Taylor was doing throughout that game. I thought his going for it on fourth down several times was completely uncalled for, especially on their own side of the field, Mike.
No, absolutely. This is something that you and I, we are absolutely on the same boat with when it comes to coaches going for it in situational football. And, you know, when your opposing quarterback is Lamar Jackson and you want to try and keep the drive going, which I understand, I get it, but at the same time, you're dealing with Lamar Jackson. I have seen that guy live and in person. He's one of one in terms of what he can do on a frickin' football field. You play field position. You try and pin that Baltimore offense as back as far as you can. You can't give them a short field. You can't give them opportunities to put points on the board like that on a short field and turn the ball over on downs. I mean, when you turn the ball over on downs, to me, that's just like a turnover. Like, that's exactly like throwing a pick, fumbling the ball away, that kind of thing. So I didn't get it. And I'm with you, Andy. I would have gone for two. You have all this momentum. You got this good mo going. Get up there, call the play. Don't let them just sit there and discuss what kind of coverage or what they're going to do. And then on your side, go to a totally different play. Don't go to a different formation and go back to the original formation. I was like, what are they doing? Baltimore's seen this. This was what the original probably call was. Mix it up. And like I said, I just wouldn't have called the timeout. I would have ran something completely different. I would have gone to Jamar. I would have been like, Jamar, just get the hell open. And I'm going to get the, we're going to get the ball to it. I mean, that's probably what it would have been. But yeah, Zach Taylor, you can question a lot of things in that game in terms of his coaching and what he wanted to do. But at the end of the day, like, I didn't have a dog in the hunt, but it was an entertaining game for sure. And I'm not so sure that Lamar didn't maybe seal another MVP trophy in his trophy case off that performance the other night.
Joe Burrow had a crazy game, too. 4 of 28, 34 of 56, 4 tutties. Jamar Chase, ridiculous as well. 11 catches for 264 and 3 touchdowns. And then, like you said about Lamar, dude, Lamar was that was like watching a video game, brother. I'm sorry, but that was literally like watching a video game. The way that he went out there and sliced and diced that team up, I was absolutely impressed as all hell with what he did out there on the football field. So, and truth be told, I was watching that game, and the first half, it sort of seemed like they didn't really let Lamar be Lamar, if that makes any sense. And then the second half came. I mean, they were down, right? Like, they were down by so many points that they just said, okay, we got to give him the keys, and we got to let him go crazy. He did. He had 290 yards. He had 4 tutties, no interceptions. That's what I like. And dude, 25 of 33. You want to talk about efficient. That's extremely efficient. And then here's what I also like. I do think that what will make them unstoppable is if they can get their running game going, right? But truth be told, they only ran for 99 yards, Mike. Derrick Henry had 68. Lamar had 33. He is becoming a better passer of the ball. We have to give him credit where credit is due. I hear the music. We'll take that pause for the cause. We'll come back, and we'll continue rapping about the NFL Week 10. It's here, baby. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All righty. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson. You got Andy Dorf. And we got a football game going on right behind me. 2:23 left to play. Carolina on top, 17-14. The Giants are going to have an opportunity to either tie or win this game. Carolina does have three timeouts. The Giants have none. They did play good defense to get off the field, though. So Danny Jones and the guys have a chance to make this thing interesting. Okay. Getting back to week 10, my friend. Storylines abound. Christian McCaffrey back on the field for the 49ers. How big is that, to be honest with you, man? I think it's enormous. You know, you bring that safety blanket back. And I look at today, I think they're going to use him a lot out of the backfield, Mike. I think they're going to watch how much contact he gets right off of the line of scrimmage, right? And I won't be shocked or surprised to see them use him in a way where he might get 10 balls thrown at him today, and I think he might only get about 5 or 6 carries. So your thoughts on Christian McCaffrey's return and how he's going to help this 49er offense and, honestly, the whole morale of the 49er team, because this is not the 49er team we were expecting to see this year.
No, it's certainly not, but they've been hit by some injuries on that team, and especially the one with CMC, for sure. And you know how excited you were, you know, a little bit ago talking about, you know, he's back on your fantasy team. My son has him on his fantasy team, and, you know, he was talking last night. He's like, oh, I got Christian back, Dad. I'm ready to go. Like, he was just as jacked as you were. It was kind of funny. But getting a Christian McCaffrey back in your offense is going to give the rest of the guys, and especially Brock Purdy, more confidence going forward, because when you can turn around and hand the ball off to a dynamic guy like Christian McCaffrey, it alleviates a lot of issues that the offense has had. So, you know, because you can bring him out of the backfield, you can put him in the slot, you can throw him swing passes, you can turn around and go, Christian, get me 10 yards right now. Boom. And, you know, and he can do it. So getting a Christian McCaffrey back, I think, is going to do nothing but give that 49er offense and just 49er fans and the coaching staff and all those people associated with San Francisco that much more confidence going forward in terms of getting wins. And they need wins. I mean, they're 4-4 in the NFC West, and they've cultivated this thinking that, You know, it's them and everybody else in the NFC, right? You know, getting to the Super Bowl and the amount of weapons they have and the way that the offensive and defensive lines are with Trent Williams and Bosa and, you know, all those guys. So getting Christian back is going to certainly add some juice, to that San Francisco offense. And we're going to see if it's going to do something for him today or, you know, like you said, you just can't throw. He's not going to be, you know, getting 15 targets or, you know, running the ball 25 times. But just having the threat of them there for the opposing defense is going to create some scheme issues, I think, and hopefully it turns out well today for the 49ers.
What an amazing catch right there from Neighbors. Absolutely. Oh, no, he didn't catch the ball. They're moving forward, but, wow, that was – it looked like they thought this was a catch, but it's obviously not a catch. So they're going to bring that one back. Let me ask you something about the Sunday night matchup. Jared Goff, the Detroit Lions, that offense is absolutely clicking on all cylinders. C.J. Stroud and the guys have had some ups. They've had some downs. In a weird way, I think this game is extremely important to the Texans. I think it's important to the Lions for the sake of we're all over the Lions' jock right now, and we think that they're the best thing since sliced bread, and I think that they just want to keep the mojo going. However, I look at this game as an interesting matchup. I think C.J. Stroud has had a little bit of the sophomore slump. What say you?
Yeah, I think there is something to that. I wouldn't call a full-on sophomore slump. I mean, the Texans are still 6-3. That's still a pretty decent record. But it's not exactly what everybody thought that they were going to be coming out of his rookie year. But with that being said, you know, there's plenty of very good defensive coordinators in this league, and when they got tape on you, they can figure out different ways to make life miserable for you. And I think some of that is what's happened. I also think maybe just the play of the Texans just hasn't dictated that they are, you know, 7-1 or undefeated. As you know, I heard some people go, yeah, they could go undefeated. Or have, you know, one loss, you know, throughout the year. So we'll see what today brings for them. Detroit, man, you talked about people being on all over their jock, which almost made me spit up my water. But people are, and with good reason. Dan Campbell has turned that franchise and turned that team into a winner, and they have weapons. And they play tough. They play every down. They're going to – when you play Detroit, you know that you play Detroit because you got to spend a little extra time in a cold bath or a hot tub because they come and they play physical on you or with you. So we'll see what happens today. I do expect the Lions to win this game. I think it's going to be closer than people think, but I do think Detroit does come out ahead.
Yeah, I just think their offense, man, the way that they're scoring right now, it's absurd. You know, I saw a stat. This is insane. You tell me how insane this stat is, okay? And by the way, Carolina 17, the Giants 14. However, the Giants have gotten it all the way down to the 27-yard line, and 17 seconds left. Panthers just call a timeout, so I'll keep you posted there. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. What were we just talking about right before that?
Texans.
Okay, Texans and the Lions. Okay, so my stat is about the Lions, my friend. Okay, tell me how crazy this stat is. Okay, you ready? Do you realize in this run that the Lions are on right now? They have scored, check this out, ready? They have scored 28 touchdowns, right? They have only 24 incompletions in that time span, my friend. 28 touchdowns, 24 incompletions. Talk to me about that a little bit.
Well, okay, two words: mind blown. Second thing, I'm glad I was sitting down for that. Holy smokes! But no, that is an insane stat that you have. You got, what did you say? They have 28 touchdowns.
28,
right?
In this span on their streak right now, 28 right. touchdowns to 24 incompletions, man. I mean,
that's
I'm
crazy.
Sorry, buddy, but that's insane, right?
Oh, that's absolutely insane. When you got more touchdowns than incompletions, and just the way that the league is right now, and everybody's throwing the rock around the yard as many times as they have or they do. Yeah, that's a phenomenally insane, amazing stat there that you have on the Lions. And they're proving right now. And I know you grew up in Green Bay and the NFC North and stuff. And we both call them the lie downs. Mitch in Santa Monica calls them the lie downs. I don't think we can really be calling them the lie downs for too much longer if they're going to keep doing this. Because right now they're the favorites to me from the NFC to get to the Super Bowl. And if you have a stat like that, they're going to get there.
They're not the same lie down team anymore. I completely agree with what you're saying. Look, man, they're a team that has definitely risen their stock. And here's the most crazy thing about it. Ready, bro? You know this as well as I do. They ran Jared Goff out of L.A., and they said, this guy can't win a Super Bowl. And then he was welcomed with open arms in D-Town, and he has turned it around in D-Town. You have to give credit where credit is due. And to your point about Danny, sooner or later, Danny's going to get a little cray-cray, bro, and he's going to make a bad decision, and we'll see if it costs his team a victory or two. We got to take that break. I hear the music. We'll take a pause for the cause, and when I come back, I'll let you know if the game is tied or if Carolina squeaks by, because the Giants are trying to kick that field goal right now with 10 seconds left. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to
to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got me, Andy Dorf, and we got OT in Germany. It's 17-17. The Giants have the ball. They will receive it first. And if they score the tutty, Mike, the game is over. So we'll see what happens there. We do go through our games at this time, so I'm not going to hold back. I had the Giants against the Panthers today, so we'll see what happens. Just out of curiosity, it's tied up, so who would you take right now, Mike Wilson?
In this game, in the crappy game of the day?
It's tied. So right now it's tied. Hold on, it's tied. The Giants have the ball. If they score a touchdown, the game's over. Who you got?
You know what? I'm gonna roll with the Giants on this one. If they score it, sure, I'll throw my lot in with Danny Dimes, and I'm not saying that throwing in dimes with much, but I'll throw my weight into the Giants pulling this thing off.
By the way, they just had Danny Dimes and they had Bryce Young out in the middle of the field to do the coin toss, and I said to Katie. Oh, I said to Katie, look at that size difference. Like, holy cow, Bryce Young is a little dude. I'm serious, man. He's a little dude, bro. Anyways, all right, let's run through the games today, my friend. The first one on my screen is the Patriots and the Bears. The Bears, I believe they're coming off of their bye week now. They had the bad thing happen to them in D.C. with the Jaden Daniels Hail Mary.
Right.
Yep. And now they got the Patriots coming into town. I don't know, brother. I feel like it's been pretty good for the Bears. This is where it could get bad because you don't expect to lose to the Patriots, Jacoby Brissett, and these guys who really aren't playing for much. I think they're going to be in the game, though, Mike. I'm taking the Patriots to upset the Chicago Bears. And maybe because I'm an NFC guy and obviously a Packer guy, maybe my hate is just strong for those Bears. But there's something about this Patriot team that they play everybody extremely well. They may not win, but
they play hard.
They play extremely hard. I'm taking the Patriots. Who you got?
You know, I am right there with you. And I look, I got no hate like you probably have for the Bears. And, you know, we own the Bears and all that BS. But I'm going to go with the Patriots today just because they play every down. They play every game. And you know what? My team sucks in Miami, so why not root for the Patriots, right?
Interesting. Bills playing the Colts, and I don't exactly know what the Colts are doing. I feel like they're playing musical quarterbacks a little too much. I know it worked out with Joe Flacco last season for the Cleveland Browns, right? Like, he played extremely well for them
right.
when they needed him. I'm not seeing the same type of mojo from him with the Colts. But I like what the Bills are doing. I think the Bills are a really good football team. I don't think Amari Cooper is playing today, so that will be a little bit more on Josh Allen. But you know what? I really like what I've seen from Josh Allen this year. I'm taking the Bills on the road against the Colts. Who you got?
Oh, no, I got the Bills in this game. And look, Josh Allen to me is playing MVP-type football. Like, he's in the conversation. You got to put him in the conversation with that. So I got the Bills today.
Insanity happened on the football field, my friend. The Carolina Panthers are going to win this football game. The Giants just turned the ball over on maybe their own 20-yard line. So if I am
– good hell.
Oh, yeah. They knocked it out, clearly knocked out. The ball came out. This is Carolina's game. They're going to get it done. Okay, Broncos playing the Chiefs. The Chiefs are undefeated. The Broncos have Bo Nix, and I don't know, bro. You gotta beat Kansas City before I say they're gonna lose, right? I've got Kansas right. City all day, man. I got them today. I got them tomorrow. I got them next week. I got Kansas City until they lose every week.
Yeah, like your record says what you are, right? I mean, it just tells everybody. Yeah, I got the Chiefs all day today.
Falcons playing the Saints. The Saints are really banged up. Atlanta is a team that I think is getting better and better each and every week. I feel like Kirk Cousins is getting more familiar with that offense week in and week out. I'm not sure about Drake London today, but I do think that the Falcons find a way to beat the Saints. I'm taking the Falcons on the road in New Orleans to beat the Saints today.
Yeah, I'll second that opinion. I got the Falcons today. Let me ask you this real quick.
Yeah.
Andy, do you look at the Falcons the same way we kind of look at the Texans? Like, they're 6-3, but there's, you know, we expected more out of Atlanta, maybe having maybe being 7-2 kind of thing. But do you kind of look at them the same way you kind of look at the Texans?
I think that's an extremely fair comparison, Mike, actually. They're almost mirrors of each other when you think about it, because they both have potentially explosive running games and they both have capable wide receivers, you know? So I think you're onto something right there. I think that's an extremely fair comparison. Falcons are extremely they're very similar to the Texans. Absolutely. Good call. 49ers playing the Buccaneers. Look, we have not seen this 49er team be who we thought they were. I think they get a lot of help with Christian McCaffrey being back out on the field today. I think we're going to see, you know, and by the way, Brock Purdy hasn't played all that bad this season. Like, let's keep it real. But it doesn't look as good because their record is 4-5, or 4-4. I'm sorry, they're playing a 4-5 Buccaneer team. But truth be told, we all know that the 49ers are loaded. If they get healthy, they're going to be extremely dangerous and difficult to beat. I think Christian McCaffrey coming back today is very uplifting. I like the 49ers in Tampa today to beat the Buccaneers. What you got?
Yeah, I'm tossing a coin up right now, Andy. I seriously am, because Tampa Bay, they're different at home. They play better at home. You know, they have the cannon going off and the whole thing. But when you add such a dynamic guy and Christian McCaffrey back to it, and the confidence that just that'll put into Brock Purdy and Debo and Trent, you know, the rest of the team, that's hard. That's a hard thing to kind of quantify. But I'm going to go with the 49ers in a close one in Tampa Bay.
All right, this is a really fun game here today, my friend. Steelers and the Co-Commanders. Look, Mike Tomlin, yeah. I love this guy. I think he is an absolutely fantastic football coach. Love him, hate him, think he does this or that wrong. I disagree. I like the pickup of Mike Williams opposite of Pickens on that field. I think that's going to pay big dividends to the Steelers offense. They're pushing all the right buttons. We're not even talking about them, but you know what? They could be leading the division with Baltimore, right? Or they might be actually leading the division in front of Baltimore if they win today. I like the Steelers to get it done in Maryland against the Commanders, and I think the reason why is because the defense that they're going to throw at Jaden, he hasn't seen this yet this year. This is going to be a tough task for him to get by the Pittsburgh Steelers. I like the Steelers on the road.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Steelers on the road, too. And I like the pickup of Mike Williams, but they also picked up a linebacker. And that tells me Tomlin's like, yeah, we already got a great defense. Let's create more depth. Let's get another guy in here that can hit. This is the part of the season with that schedule that Pittsburgh has, Andy, that gets tough, where they got to play every division rival twice, and they got Baltimore next week, you know. So the schedule's certainly going to pick up for Pittsburgh, but I'm going to go Pittsburgh with the slight upset in D.C. today.
Well, and they also have to play a Commander team that I don't think we expected them to be this good either out of the chute with Jaden Daniels. So
right.
This starts that tougher task right there. Vikings on the road against the Jaguars. Like I said, I don't think Trevor Lawrence is playing, but I don't think that that's all that big of a deal when you think about how he's played this season. Look, the Vikings are like, they're a quiet, really good football team. I like the Vikings today to win on the road against the Jags. I think they're a pretty good football team. I got the Vikes. How about you?
Yeah, you know, we talk about Trevor Lawrence being out, and sometimes it's addition by subtraction kind of thing. He just hasn't played well for a while now. And, yeah, you are exactly right with Minnesota. They are a quiet, sneaky, good football team. Justin Jefferson, you know, just lighting it up for them and everything. That offense is just clicking. I really love Minnesota's coach, and I'm going to ride with him today. I think the Vikings kind of blow out the Jaguars.
Titans playing the Chargers. I'm the Chargers are a hard read for me, bro. Their offense was sputtering a couple weeks ago. Then they kind of figured it out. I don't exactly know too much about them. However, they're playing the Titans today at home. I think the Chargers are a pretty good play today. I like the Chargers. How about you?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Chargers for the simple reason, yeah, they're playing Tennessee. So Harbaugh gets a win today.
Eagles and Cowboys, no Dak. The Eagles seem right to be finding their mojo a little bit lately. I think Jalen Hurts might be a little bit banged up, but with that being said, I like the Eagles on the road in Arlington, Texas, to take out the Dak-less Cowboys. How about you?
Oh, I got the Eagles all day today. The Cowboys are just a mess. They're just a mess, and I got the Eagles going in there and exacting some vengeance on them.
Jets and Cardinals, I like what I'm seeing with this Cardinal football team, my friend. I really, really do. I like the way that Kyler's playing. I like the way that the coach is coaching. I like the way that the defense has gotten after it ever since the Green Bay Packer game that they had. I think the Cardinals beat the Jets, and you know what? This is going to be bittersweet for Kyler because Aaron Rodgers was one of his guys that he really looked up to as he was a kid and wanted to be a lot like Aaron Rodgers. I think this is a bittersweet victory for Kyler and the Cardinals. What say you?
Yeah, no, I got the Cardinals for 2 weeks in a row now. So I'm going to go with them, and my son's going to the game, so he's looking forward to seeing A-Rod. But as he put it last night, it's not the same A-Rod, but, you know, he'll take a good look at him. But I got the Cardinals.
Lie downs who aren't lying down anymore are playing the Texans in Texas, Houston, Texas. I think this is going to be a great football game, bro. I got the Lions, though. Just too much offense, too much good happening for the Lions this season. Who you got?
Yep, Detroit all day.
Dolphins and the Rams, Monday nighter. I think Stafford and the boys get it done because they've got a pretty good offense when you put those wide receivers out there with Maddie, and they're playing at home. And the Dolphins just aren't that good. I got the Rams. How about you?
I got the Rams all day. They're going to blow them out.
All right, we got to take that pause for the cause. We're going to be right back and do what we do. It's called Parting Shots. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. We do parting shots at this time, but before we do so, you can always get at us, follow us, and talk to us. For Mike on the X, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. On Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. On IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend, parting shot time. You are up.
Yeah, my parting shot goes out to the whole country. We've been through with the election and bitter feelings and exuberation. No matter what side of the aisle, what side of the coin that you are on, I think it's time just to enjoy what this country has to offer on an everyday basis. And since today is Sunday, everybody just sit back, grab a Diet Coke, get your nachos. We're having pulled pork here at the house and just enjoy a great Sunday of NFL football and just put everything else in the rearview mirror and just enjoy the day, enjoy the moment.
You know, I kind of am going to second that emotion, my friend, as today at the Dorf Dorfman Sports compound. We are having family and friends over. Brody came home for the weekend from Northern Arizona University, where he is a student. We're going to hang out with the family. We're going to have burgers and watch football all day long and enjoy that family time that you were just kind of talking about. So, yeah, bro, you and me, man, we're always on the same page, bro. Maybe that's why we get along so well. For Mike, for Robert, for John Poulter, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great day and take care, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorfman Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.